All right, up front on the left, Desmond Johnson. On the right, Jake McKenzie. We'll open up for questions.
Desmond, your role for this team is continuing to increase. Just talk about how the defense played against Samford.
As far as defense go, we like Coach said, made some mistakes. We could have did some things different, but at the same time, it's just us sticking with the game plan and be able to execute on the field on Saturdays. Like Coach said, it's a reload in practice, but on Saturdays you don't get those, and that's what really hurt us kind of going into Samford.
After that long delay, how was it coming back
and playing? After the delay, it was kind of sluggish. I mean, in the meantime, we were trying to keep our energy, you know, and before we came out, try to get, like, hype, you know, be ready for the game. I guess we just slow it down a little bit.
Jake, for the offense, how was that to come out from a long delay like that in the second half? How was that for you guys?
You come out a little stiff. You know, just like Des said, trying to keep the energy up, hard to keep the energy up for 3 hours, but I think we did a good job. We came out a little sluggish. We didn't come out as well as we did in the first half, so obviously it took a toll on us. But after having a long delay like that, it's hard to get back into a groove, you know. But we eventually did, but obviously it was too late. But yeah, it's just tough to come out after a 3 hour delay, you know.
For either of you or for both of you, what is something you guys take away from that game with the delay and kind of how everything transpired? What is something that you guys take away from that you'll use going forward?
We just can't make mistakes. I thought we were pretty much in control of the game the whole time. We just made mistakes and pretty much gave the game away. So delay or not, if we do what we're supposed to do, we'll do okay. We'll be fine.
Yeah, I agree. We basically just need to stay focused. And just remember the game plan and stick with it.
Coming off a long weekend, this week few deadlines, how was it for you guys going into this game, being able to refocus, have a little break, and then come back and get ready for this game on Saturday?
As far as coming back to the game, Coach Bohannon started a 12-hour rule where no matter what happens after the game, you just forget about it and be ready for the next opponent. He always says the next opponent is the most important. So with that, we try to go 1-0 every day as far as like with the game plan and like just paying attention to what coach wants to do instead of worrying about last week's problems.
Looks like this team, Tennessee Tech coming in, has got some pretty good running backs and out of the backfield. What have you seen on tape and how are you preparing for their running?
We've seen on tape, they like to run the ball, like really do love to run the ball. So what we focusing on now is just stopping the run. That's always been the thing. If they can't run the ball, they can't win. That's what coach preaches. So with our game plan, it's more focused on them running the ball and us trying to stop it. So that's what we're going to be trying to do this week.
Your expanded role, at least for the Samford game, getting down there, kind of taking that package that Trey did last year, taking snaps down the goal line. When they came to talk to you about that, you know, how do you like being that battering ram down there, so to speak, getting those last couple of tough yards?
No, I don't mind it. I like it. But no, like Coach Bo said, it's not a whole lot different because I used to play quarterback a little bit, so I used to taking snaps, so I didn't mind it at all. I don't mind a little contact, so it didn't bother me too bad.
Of course, unlike Trey, in that package, they had a couple of pass plays for you. It looked like you could have easily had two touchdown passes. As being that you changed roles last year, you kind of get a little smile on your face, a little, you know, knowing that you're going to get a chance to throw the ball again.
Absolutely. I mean, you know, of course it, you know, excites you when you get to do more stuff like that. But yeah, I definitely lit up when they told me. It's fun to do multiple things, you know, be versatile. So,
is this something that you hope continues throughout the rest of the season? This kind of a package?
Yeah, I would enjoy it if we kept doing it.
Hey, what are y'all looking for Tennessee Tech to do against y'all? What are y'all looking to put in place and go against that defense this week?
We're not putting too many new wrinkles in. like I said earlier, as long as we do what we're supposed to do, we shouldn't have any problems, you know, at any point. You know, we just can't beat ourselves. So the main thing we're working on now is limiting mistakes and penalties, things like that. Of course, we got a few new things coming in, but, you know, nothing crazy. So it's really just focusing on ourselves and making sure we don't beat ourselves.
Anything else? I fellas, appreciate it. Thank you. Anything else? All right, Coach, thank you.
All right, thanks, guys.